Viewpoint, CRTV.
A series of multi-billion development projects are underway in the Northwest region. These projects cut across major road infrastructure, boost to agricultural productivity and community-driven development. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe says, if effectively implemented, these projects would change the growth and development narrative and radically transform the Northwest region.
Within the past few years, the government of Cameroon has significantly scaled up efforts to rebuild the Northwest region, investing hundreds of billions of CFA francs in the process. But the magnitude of the damage caused by the over 7-year sociopolitical crisis has rendered the huge construction and reconstruction efforts less visible. What with traditional and non-traditional media narratives that have been putting the spotlight, and understandably so, on the humanitarian disaster ushered in by the protracting conflict. Yes, the protracting armed conflict in the Northwest and Southwest regions has massively destroyed these regions. Basic road and utility infrastructure have been extensively damaged, schools, hospitals, and other social amenities destroyed, means of subsistence and livelihood eroded, human capital resources drastically depleted, while social and family ties have been seriously ruptured, scaling up poverty levels to unprecedented heights. The damage on the psyche of the people has been such that a collective sense of hopelessness has kept creeping in. But a lot has changed for the better. Confidence in and collaboration with defense and security forces have been significantly scaled up, enabling them to cover considerable ground in their pacification mission. Besides, a culture of resilience has also been sweeping across the region, ushering in a radiance of hope. As normalcy gradually returns, many good tidings have also been pouring into this region, giving the people more than enough reason to believe that tomorrow will be better, much better. Among such good tidings is the steady progress of work on the Babajo-Bamenda Road. The Babajo-Matazin section has been completed, while the Matazin-Bamenda stretch is 70% done. Works are expected to be done and dusted by the end of December this year. The icing on the cake will be the 6.5-kilometer urban perimeter. The World Bank has dished out some 31 billion CFA francs for the job. Roads in Bamenda are an eyesore, and commuting in the city is a nerve-stretching exercise. When they will be reconstructed, the current nightmarish experience will be history. The Kumbo-Ndu-Kambe-Messager section of the much-heralded Ring Road, 88 kilometers long, is also under construction. Denizens in the towns and cities along the stretch cannot believe their eyes. That this is finally happening is like a dream come true. Added to this is a 189 billion World Bank sponsored local governance and resilient communities project dubbed Prologue, for which the Northwest region is one of the beneficiaries. It will see some 34 municipalities and dozens of communities across this region benefit from essential climate resilient community infrastructure and the strengthening of the capacity of decentralized local authorities to manage resources and implement public investment projects. So too is another World Bank-sponsored multi-billion project to guarantee food security and strengthen the resilience of both crop and livestock farmers in six regions, including the Northwest region, known as the Emergency Project to Combat Food Crisis in Cameroon, PULCA. The armed conflict in this region has taken an extremely heavy toll on crop and livestock productivity. The PULCA project is therefore expected to reverse the tides by giving a fresh dose of oxygen to farmers in this region. It is hoped that the effective delivery of these multi-billion major infrastructure and production stimulus projects should turn things around for this region and give the people here a new lease of life.
Charles Tembe, station manager of the Northwest Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist. Stay with us as we await CRTV's afternoon edition.